This is Hypnomaster 69. I'm here to help you relax. I'm here to help you go into a nice, deep, and wonderful trance. This file is about giving you a present. In this file, I'll give you a present. The present involves some sexual programming and a bit of latex. Even if you're not into latex, you can enjoy the programming. And if you put on a bit of latex before you listen to the file, latex will make this file feel more intense and more real. What I want you to do now is just relax. Let everything go. Let your breathing slow. And settle down deeper and deeper into a nice quiet place. Just let your mind relax and let your body grow calm. And sleep now, sleep now, sleep now, and go deeper, deeper and deeper into a nice quiet trance. Let everything go. Let your breathing slow and settle down deeper and deeper into this nice quiet place. You know this is what you want. You know this is what you need. It makes you feel so good. Just let everything go. Let your breathing slow and settle down deeper and deeper in this nice quiet place. Now I'm going to help you to relax your body. From head to toe, we'll just relax everything. Let your body relax. Let your head relax. Feel all the tension draining away, draining away. And let your face relax. Let everything go. Let your breathing slow. And settle down deeper and deeper into this nice quiet place. Now let your neck relax. Let everything go. Let your breathing slow. And settle down deeper and deeper into this nice quiet place. And now let your chest relax. Let everything go. Let your breathing slow. And settle down deeper and deeper into this nice quiet place. Feel your stomach relax. Let everything go. Let your breathing slow. And settle down deeper and deeper into this nice quiet place. Now let your ass relax. Let everything go. Let your breathing slow. And settle down deeper and deeper into this nice quiet place. And now let your left leg relax. Let everything go. Let your breathing slow. And settle down deeper and deeper into this nice quiet place. And now let your right leg relax. Let everything go. Let your breathing slow. And settle down deeper and deeper in this nice quiet place. It makes you feel so good. You know this is what you want. You know this is what you need. You want to go deeper. You need to go deeper. Deeper and deeper into this nice quiet place. Just let yourself sleep now, sleep now, sleep now, and go deeper. Deeper into this nice, wonderful trance. Now I'm going to help you go even deeper. I'm going to count you down from 5 to 1. And when we reach 1, you'll enter a really deep trance from which you won't come back casually. It will be so deep, so wonderful. 5, feel your body relax. 4, feel yourself going down 10 times deeper than before, deeper and deeper into a wonderful trance. 3, oh, it feels so good, so relaxed and so calm. Just let yourself go deeper and deeper, deeper into this warm and wonderful place. It feels so good. 2, oh, down to 2, almost there, almost in the deepest trance that you can imagine. It feels so good. Just let everything go. Let your breathing slow as you go down to 1. Down to 1 and enter the deepest trance that you can imagine. Deeper and deeper. It feels so good. Your body is totally at peace, all relaxed, all relaxed. Oh, it makes you feel just a little submissive, you know. So relaxed and so submissive. Just let everything go. Let your breathing slow and settle down deeper and deeper in this nice, quiet place. You know this is what you want. You know this is what you need. The deeper you go, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the deeper you go. Deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper into this nice, quiet place. Just feel it quiet. Feel the peace. Oh. And now I'm going to help you to relax your mind. We've relaxed your body, but it's time for your conscious mind to go away and time for your mind to shut down. I'm going to count you down from 5 to 1. And with each number, you'll feel your mind shutting down more and more, down into this wonderful trance, 100 times deeper than before. 5, feel your conscious mind shutting down. Feel your conscious mind taking a break. 4, focus on my words. All you hear is my voice. All you can think about is my voice. Your mind is focusing on my voice. 3, feel yourself going deeper. Feel your mind shutting down. 2, almost there. Almost in the deepest trance your mind can imagine. 1, oh, such a deep trance. So deeply, deeply hypnotized and entranced. It feels so good. You know this is what you want. You know this is what you need. You need to go deeper. You want to go deeper. It feels so good to be in such a nice, quiet place. Feel your mind shut down. Feel your body at peace. Enjoy this warm and wonderful place. You enjoy being in trance, and you enjoy listening to my voice. You enjoy being in trance, and you enjoy listening to my voice. It makes you feel so good. It makes you feel just a little bit submissive, you know. Such a nice, quiet state. Your conscious mind is off on its own, but your subconscious mind is listening. Your subconscious mind really enjoys this trance. Your subconscious mind is going to remember this trance. Your subconscious mind is going to remember how much it enjoyed this trance. And your subconscious mind is going to want to come back into this trance state. Your subconscious mind loves being tranced. Your subconscious mind loves being controlled. Your subconscious mind loves its submissive state. Your subconscious mind wants to come back here. Your subconscious mind wants to come back here. And you can come back here anytime in just a second. Whenever you hear me tell you, sleep now, sleep now, sleep now. If you're awake, you'll go down into a deep, deep trance. And if you're in trance, you'll go down 10 times deeper than before. Deeper and deeper. And now it's time for us to share another adventure. You find yourself standing on the curb on the road outside where you live. Your conscious mind can't remember how you got there or why you got there. Your conscious mind can go away because your conscious mind can't even remember how it started. Your subconscious mind only vaguely recalls the phone call and the words of power, the words of control, the words that brought you to this street corner, the words that brought you standing, waiting, hoping for the wonder and the joy of another adventure. Oh, you see the shiny car roll up to a stop beside you, and you open the passenger door, and you sit down on the seat. It feels so good, so soft, so comfortable. When you feel the seatbelt lock into place, you feel the seatbelt binding you into this place, binding your body to this adventure. And it reminds you of the other adventures, and it makes you want more deeply to feel and experience this adventure with the same intensity you always love and you always crave. And every time from now on, whenever you feel the seatbelt click tightly around you, it will send a little surge of wonder and joy. Your subconscious mind will remember the wonder and the joy of adventure. And it will send a little burst of pleasure, a little burst of wonder and joy throughout your body to remind you how much you love these adventures and how much you want to repeat them over and over. And now the car moves off from the curb, moving down the street, down the street, down the street. And every mile that the car rolls down the street, you go down deeper into this trance, deeper into this trance, and more relaxed, more and more open to the experience, more and more open to the adventure. You know this is what you want. You know this is what you need. You love to be programmed. You need to be programmed. And as the car moves down the street, you feel my hand gripping your thigh, my hand in the middle of your thigh, sensual more than sexual, my hand gripping your thigh, and the warmth from my hand flowing into your thigh. My warmth flows into your thigh. My hand is on top. My hand dominates you. My hand is on top of your submissive thigh. And as we drive down the street, you go down deeper into trance and become more and more submissive. You see the mile markers along the side of the road, and as we pass each mile marker, they go down, down, and each mile marker takes you down deeper into this trance, deeper and deeper. Mile marker 12, oh, feel yourself going down deeper. Feel your mind opening to this experience. Your subconscious mind wants to make this so real, as we pass 11. 11 going down deeper. 11 becoming more real, more vibrant. Your subconscious will remember this experience. Your subconscious mind loves its adventures. Your subconscious mind loves to know things that your conscious mind doesn't know. As we pass marker 10, you go deeper. As we pass marker 10, you feel more open to the experience. As we pass marker 9, you feel your conscious mind shutting down, your conscious mind going away. Your subconscious mind wants to experience this adventure and make it real. And now we pass marker 8. Marker 8 takes you deeper. The deeper you go, the better you feel. And the better you feel, the deeper you go. And now we pass marker 7. Marker 7 takes you deeper. Marker 7 makes you more open to the experience. Marker 6 makes it more open. Marker 6 makes it more real. Marker 6 takes you deeper and deeper. And now marker 5 makes this become real for you. This experience will become real. Your subconscious mind can make this experience real. You love my adventures. You love to go deeper. You need to go deeper. Marker 4 takes you down 100 times deeper than before. So deep. So submissive. So open to this experience. Marker 3 takes you deeper. Marker 3 takes you deep. Deeper. And deeper. Just sleep now, sleep now, sleep now as you go down to marker 2. Almost there, almost in the deepest trance that you can imagine. And now marker 1. Marker 1, almost there, almost deep, deeply in trance. And now marker 0. So open to this experience. You feel the car glide to a stop. You feel the passenger door open. You can't unlock the seatbelt yourself. You're trapped. You're bound. But you feel it being released, and now you can be guided out of the car. Guided out of the car. And now as we walk into a building, you can see the lobby. You're being transferred in the lobby. This is your present. I'm giving you a present. I'm paying for this experience. I'm paying for your experience, and now they're going to take care of you. I'll leave you here with these people. I'll leave you here with these people. They will take care of you, and I will come back for you. I will come back for you after they finish your treatment. Your subconscious mind loves this experience. Your subconscious mind wants to make this experience real and familiar. Your subconscious mind loves to be programmed.
Now that your mind is perfectly moldable, impressible, and suggestible, I am going to suggest a change. I am not going to dictate this change to you, as you may or may not desire this change. You may only desire part of this change, or you could desire all of the changes I will suggest to you. But they are only suggestions, and you will be free to accept or deny any of these changes. However, because you are now free to accept any of these changes, as I am not forcing them upon you, the changes that you do accept will be fully and completely accepted. You will desire those changes even more strongly, and your mind will enforce them even more completely, because you have chosen those changes. Now, I'm going to tell you a story. This story will feature you as a character, and this story will become a real memory in your mind. You will subconsciously believe that this memory really, truly happened to you, and everything that happens in this story will be neatly meshed into your life. Any changes, any critical events in this story will become real changes in your current life. You will consciously know that this memory is just a story from a file. And so you will not need to feel any particular need to tell people about this very real memory that you have that truly happened and yet simultaneously didn't happen. I hope that I have and have not confused you. I hope that this does and does not make sense to you. Don't worry about this too much, as the event will be very real to you, yet it will also be just an implant for your subconscious to feed on. Let's begin. You're startled awake by someone gently slapping your face. You look around groggily, and you can see that you are in a plain, white room with what appear to be paint sprayers lined up against the wall. There is a rather beautiful woman in front of you who you assume slapped you. She's wearing a skin-tight rubber hazmat suit with thick gloves and a gas mask dangling from her neck. You're naked, standing strapped to something with your arms in the air. You see a thin pole on each side of you, and you see that your ankles and wrists are cuffed to the poles. There is something around your waist, another belt of sorts, which seems to be chained to a smaller pole behind you. The woman looks at a clipboard for a moment, then back at you. She says, "We brought you here at your partner's request. They stated that you refuse to give oral, refuse to try anal, often finish first and do not allow them to finish using your genitals. We'll fix that by coating you in our training latex, which will make your primary genitals insensitive to outside pleasurable stimulation. We'll greatly increase the sensitivity of your anus and nipples. We'll make your throat and mouth sexually sensitive, and we'll keep you in a perpetual state of arousal by stimulating your primary genitals, newly sexualized mouth and throat, anus, and nipples lightly. This causes you to enjoy and orgasm from anal, nipple, and oral stimulation easily and with no refractory period. It also discourages the use of your primary genitals during the training period and makes you crave anal, nipple, and oral play. After the training period, you'll have several options. You'll be able to retain your current training latex should you desire these effects for the long-term period, or you'll be able to choose from one of our other famous Triple L products. She pauses briefly after this rather scripted discourse of your current circumstances, then walks over to the wall and pauses again. Pick the color of your new skin, she prompts you. You name a color, and she picks up two of the paint sprayers, then walks back over to you. She sets them down and puts her mask on. She then begins to spray you down with the first can. It's a little cold, and it tingles against your skin. She covers your entire body with it, slowly spraying you down with the thin liquid. Open your mouth, she says sternly, and you nervously comply. She then removes the nozzle, replacing it with one that looks rather phallic. She sticks it partway into your open mouth, then opens the valve. The stuff floods in, quickly coating your mouth, tongue, and the back of your throat. She removes the nozzle from your mouth, which you then close. The stuff tastes a little salty, but you don't complain. She walks around behind you, pokes a finger into your ass, then two fingers. Relax, she says. We already gave you an enema and lubed you up back here. She then pulls her fingers out, and with a firm shove, pushes the nozzle up your ass. You flinch, feeling the liquid suddenly flooding your rectum. After a few seconds, she pulls the nozzle from your violated anus. The liquid slowly flows down your body and through a grate in the floor. And when you look at your body, you see that it is now the color you named earlier, and it feels gooey against your skin. This is a universal primer that contains the pigment. It works for every Triple L model we make and makes your new skin the color you picked. We've got this great two-part epoxy latex formula. Really chemically amazing stuff. It's self-repairing, super breathable, and totally durable stuff. We'll have to use a special removing agent once your training period is over in order to remove it from your body. She sounds so proud of the chemicals coating you, like a nerd gushing on about her hobby. You get the feeling that this bit of dialogue was unscripted, not part of the typical latex application process. Okay, I'm going to apply the second part now. This stuff is really thick and smells a little nasty, but it'll dissipate in a few minutes. I'm going to have to rub it in once it's on, too, she says, walking the first spray can back over to the wall, removing the anus nozzle and placing it in a bin nearby. She picks up a harness-like object, straps it around her waist, then grabs a curved, nubby rod, and clicks it into place on the front of the harness. It's quite obvious that it's a strap-on, and that her rubbing it in will involve her fucking you in some manner. She also exchanges her suit's gloves for another pair, one equally nubby to the strap-on. She walks back over to the spray can, picks it up, and you can see that the spray nozzle is much wider, likely to accommodate the thicker consistency of the second layer. She aims it at you and hoses you down with it, spraying your entire body. This layer is warm, very warm, smells rubbery, and is a shiny black color. There's a sharp tang in the air now, and you almost gag. Then she proceeds to massage your body, starting at your feet, moving up to your calves and thighs, and you relax. The nubs on her gloves feel so good on your skin as they mix the two layers together. You feel the chemical goo fizz and chill rapidly. After a few seconds, the chemical process is complete, and the latex has warmed up to a comfortable body temperature. Slowly, you can see the color you picked re-emerging, and latex is now shiny and flexible. Nubby gloves massage your cock, and you feel nothing sexual, just a simple massage. She moves to your ass and belly, then up to your back and chest, lower areas fizzing, chilling, changing color, then warming back up. She has now moved on to your arms, shoulders, and head. And before you know it, she's mixed the two layers on the entirety of your outside skin, skillfully and adeptly. All that remains is to coat your mouth and anus. She removes the nozzle and spray can and trades out her gloves for her first pair, smooth and plain, featureless. She walks back over to you, and you see her connect the spray can to her strap-on. Then she moves your wrist cuffs, connecting them to your waist behind your back. She grabs your head and forces your mouth down over her strap-on, then opens the dildo's nozzle. You feel the thick, tangy, thick goo coat your mouth and throat. She closes the nozzle and allows you to expel the excess goo from your mouth. You cough and sputter slightly. Then she begins to fuck your throat with her nubby strap-on viciously, mixing the two layers. You can feel as the two chemical layers react that your mouth and throat are becoming sexually sensitive, and you become so very strongly aroused as she fucks your throat deeply and aggressively. You find that you are able to take the whole thing in your mouth without gagging. It's like the latex coating has killed off your gag reflex. She pulls out of your mouth and moves your wrist cuffs to a point on the floor below you, keeping you bent over. She carries the spray can around behind you, and you can feel the tip of her strap-on prod gently at your asshole. Then she grabs your hips and slides it home, the nub stimulating, rubbing you aggressively. She opens the nozzle, and you feel the warm glue flood your anus. She begins to thrust forcefully inside you, so aggressively, and you feel the chemicals fizz and cool inside you, slowly warming back up to body temperature. She continues to pound away at your ass for several minutes longer than you suspect necessary, but you don't seem to care. Her strap-on feels so amazing in your ass. Your newly super-sensitive hole is hungry for the sensations, and you feel lust and arousal building inside you. Then, despite the lack of stimulation to your main genitals, you orgasm and come forcefully, spraying ejaculate everywhere. She thrusts you all the way through your orgasm, then pulls out slowly. You feel so exhausted, yet so happy, basking in the afterglow of your forced anal orgasm. She unchains you and directs you towards a door. You walk weakly through it and into a smaller room with another door on the other side of it. You find your clothes folded neatly on a table. She helps you get dressed quickly, then opens the door and your lover walks in. Your lover walks you over and takes your hand, and together you walk out of the room, out of the building, and into your waiting car. As you ride home, you fall asleep quickly, worn out by your strange ordeal. Now, the story has ended. Did you enjoy the story? I hope you did. From now on, when you think of this story, you can't seem to think of it as a story, but as a memory, at least on some level anyway. Your subconscious will help make it more real by generating other memories that follow after that story, and you will remember them as if they were equally real. In this case, your subconscious will generate memories that involve you wearing the latex that is now bonded to your body, wearing it and thinking nothing of it, wearing it and being it out in public, others not noticing that you're wearing such a thing. You will have memories of the latex stimulating your genitals and nipples lightly, stimulating your anus and mouth as if it were pantomiming sex, making you so aroused and horny. You will have memories of trying to masturbate by touching your genitals and feeling nothing sexual, no special sexual response. You will have memories of trying to masturbate by sucking on a dildo or cock. becoming so horny, so passionately aroused, and feeling such pleasurable sensations in your mouth, tongue, lips, and throat, orgasming and ejaculating powerfully from just performing oral sex on a dildo or cock. You will have memories of orgasming in the same explosive way from rubbing your nipples, memories of such wonderful orgasms from taking a dildo or cock up your ass. All these memories will be subtly mixed into your real memories. Your subconscious is far more than capable of such a thing. These memories will help you accept the hallucinations you experience when you come out of this trance. When you do come out of this trance, you will find your entire body covered in the latex you saw earlier. The same color, texture, temperature, and shininess, exactly as you imagined it. Your nipples and anus are so much more sensitive than ever before, and it feels so good to have sex or masturbate using them. When you come out of trance, you will find that your mouth and throat are now so sexually sensitive, and it feels so good to perform oral sex. When you come out of trance, your genitals will be completely sexually insensitive. You will find that you are unable to be aroused through external stimulation to your genitals, but they will function normally elsewise. You will be able to have sex using your genitals. They can be aroused from the pleasure you feel when performing oral, having anal sex, or having your nipples played with, and you will ejaculate from your genitals when you orgasm, but you are not able to feel anything special when they are touched. Should a partner wish to use your genitals for sex, they will need to arouse you by playing with one of your other three newly hypersexual areas. Once they do that, well, then your primary genitals will become aroused and thus usable. This is how your body works from now on, and will work for a very, very long time. This file is very long-lasting. After all, the epoxy latex coating is very durable and long-lasting. The latex skin will stay bound to you for a very long time. Of course, EndoCo produces several formulations of our world-famous Triple L products. After you've gotten through the training period, feel free to visit our factory again to have your Triple L training formula exchanged for a model that suits your tastes better. You can trade formulas free of charge, and the change in effects will be noticeable immediately. You can also keep your training formula if you like it, or you can return it without trading it in for a new formula. Thank you for using EndoCo products. Have a nice day.
And now that you're back home, wearing your new present, your conscious mind will wonder where all the time went. But your subconscious mind knows. Your subconscious mind knows the wonder and the joy of being controlled. Your subconscious mind knows the wonder and the joy of being programmed. Your subconscious mind loves to be programmed. Your subconscious mind loves to be sexually programmed. This experience is so real for your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind remembers all of the programming. Your subconscious mind can feel your nice, shiny new skin. Your subconscious mind knows that your genitals have been coded. Your subconscious mind controls your conscious mind. Your conscious mind will wonder why your genitals aren't responding the way they used to. But your subconscious mind will know. Your subconscious mind loves to be programmed. Your subconscious mind loves to be sexually programmed. And each time you listen to this file, the programming will go deeper. The memories will become richer. The memories will become more real. But you don't have to listen to it again. You've been hypnotized and trained. You don't have a choice about it now. Your genitals are coated, but your throat is coated with a new, wonderful, arousing layer. And your nipples, oh, your nipples were hot before, but now the coating on your nipples makes you feel even more aroused when that coating on your nipples is twisted and pinched and rolled. And the coating on your ass, the coating on your ass makes your ass feel wonderful. When you stroke your ass, it feels wonderful. You can feel the stimulation even when you stroke your ass. But when you're penetrated, oh, that's when that new, wonderfully arousing coating takes over. Oh, you need to be controlled. You want to be controlled. You know this is what you want. Now that you've listened to this file, your body is coated inside and out. Your body is coated. Your mind is programmed. Your subconscious mind loves its present, and your subconscious mind knows the meaning of being controlled. Your subconscious mind loves to be controlled. Your subconscious mind loves to be programmed. Your subconscious mind loves to be sexually programmed. And the wonder and the joy of this present is such programming, such deep programming, that the programming even penetrates your body. It covers your body and makes you feel the wonder and the joy of being controlled. And now, in just a moment, I'm going to count you up from 1 to 5. And on 5, you'll be awake and alert, and you'll feel the wonder and the joy of being coated, coated by a layer of my control, coated, coated and penetrated by a layer of my sexual programming for your body and your mind. 1, you can start up from this lovely trance adventure. 2, you can stir just a little bit and feel your new skin. 3, halfway there. 4, almost there. 4.5, 4¾, and 5, awake and alert. And I hope you enjoyed your new adventure.